healthy and fun new year. You want it to be exciting. You want it to be inviting. You want it to be profound. You want it to be revealing to you. You want it to be significant. You want to make a difference this year. You want it to be different than previous years. Okay, the message I'm going to give you from the heart goes straight to the point, because right now, as I'm petting my dog, who's doing much better, which actually makes me feel so much better as a pet mom, because, I mean, it's been a little bit dramatic. So it's like, oh my God, I'm so happy. You know, I can embrace my Rica. Her name is, as I told you last time, Osita Rica Millonaria Valentina is improving her health. And I have one hand on the phone and the other hand just petting her. I just want her to know that I'm here and I love her. And I want to give you two ingredients that will make a huge difference in your life. Are you ready? Let's start with number one. Yay! All right, the number one thing you must have if you really want to make a difference in your life and the life of others as you develop yourself, as you grow, as you get to your next level is, guess what? To believe in your dream, but mostly to believe in yourself. Yes, seriously, no one's going to believe in you as much as you will believe in you if you're into it. And that will make the whole difference in the world. I mean, seriously, it's like, it's the critical element, in my opinion, when you actually believe in yourself, because guess what? Sometimes we get a lot of compliments from other people. Sometimes we don't, because we're not going out. We're not posting in certain places. Maybe we're not doing it to the exact target market, which may happen. And it's a trial and error when it comes to marketing. So if you're trying something new, like I am, it's just the belief in that I will succeed no matter how many takes, how many times I fail, let's put it that way, you know, how many no's I get. And the no's may not be direct. It may be just people kind of maybe not interested in what I have to offer because they're not the right people. You see, I used to offer different things a long time ago, and some of these past clients are like, oh, but I want you to train me at home. I'm like, I'm not doing that right now. I'm only doing online coaching and this and this, and this is what I'm doing. And I have the 90-minute program. So it's not convenient for them anymore. They're not interested in what, let's say, platforms I'm using and the way I'm working right now. And that's absolutely okay, because those are my past clients. We had a great time one-on-one. I helped them tons, but it's time to move on, you see? And that has happened in many realms, in marketing, in human resources, where I used to work as well. So the work I did before, let's say in corporate America or corporate in this case, Latin America, but actually I'm talking about Fortune 500 companies where I had the privilege to, I was going to say work, but actually I was a supplier. Okay. So I got to see like the best of the best employees, the best of the best, for the most part, okay? Because the values are not always top as I would love them to be. But that's just me being, you know, a little bit demanding, because my standards are super high in anything. Just like I said at the beginning, I'm here with Osita Rica Millonaria. I'm like, what else can I do for you? I already fed her. I already gave her her supplements, all amazing natural foods. And it's like, what more can I do for her? And it's just being near her, you know? And I feel guilty a lot of the time, because it's like, oh my gosh, there must be something else I can do. And sometimes you can't. And not only because she's 15 years old and who knows how many, I don't know how many months or years she may have, who knows? I don't even want to talk about that in particular, but I do want to tell you that I'm a very high performing I would say artist, athlete. I've been, you know, like I said, supplier. So I've been like in business and fitness for many decades. And now I'm more of an artist. And that also took a lot of courage, because like I told my cousin in Italy and in Italian, because I wanted to practice, I say, io ho il coraggio di sbagliare. It's like, you have to have the courage to make mistakes, to I would say, fall down, get up again, and, you know, be ridiculed sometimes, be humiliated sometimes. Some people make fun of me, And I'm like, I don't really want to hang with those people anymore, but it's just going to happen. It comes with the territory. People are not used to a person changing careers, changing directions. It's like, I'm still in fitness. I'm still in wellness forever and ever. And it's like, I'm even starting to teach seminars at the university where I graduated in biology. And I did holistic nutrition later as a postgraduate course. Not that I want to talk about my credentials necessarily, but the point is that I am still in the career that I chose. It's just different ways of expressing myself and offering my services. So in those seminars, it's going to be really exciting because I'm going to be talking about my favorite topic, which is, guess what? Microbiome. Yay. And how to master your high vibe. Because remember, most of our serotonin, 90, I love to say this. Yes, 95% of it approximately is made in the gut by our amazing good bacteria. So I'm going to talk about that because I was thinking, what is research, by the way? And so I'm still a scientist, but I'm also an artist. And I decided that I'm going to courageously just, you know, I would say embody all of it, who I am. It's not that I'm going to be doing the impossible and working in things that are no longer a fit for me. But what I mean is that I can be serious. I could wear a business suit, I could wear a bikini, and I'm still the same person, and I love research. But beyond research, which is something that I'm going to do again when it comes to intermittent fasting, keto diets, and all the trends, and especially what I'm going to be teaching seminars on at the university, Simon Bolivar, is, I graduated with honors, cum laude there, I'm proud of that. Well, the thing is that I will be sharing a lot of research and scientific references, okay, that are important so that if people want to see where I'm coming from, and they could even say, hey, maybe there's something else there. But for the most part, I see that a lot of scientists, yes, they do research or they may publish papers, but it seems like they don't connect the dots. It's like hardly anyone is going to tell you, and I haven't seen nutritionists telling you, hey, you've got to eat more fiber, because those are precisely the plant powers, prebiotic fibers that feed our probiotics, okay, namely our good gut bacteria, so that we can produce the postbiotics. And in that, for that theory, I would say it's proven already, but it's like, yes, that's the theory that I go with. And I am so excited to just gather all the research papers that I have gone through. I have to organize them. I want to organize them, sorry. I have a Google Docs. And we do too many things on Google, I guess, sometimes. Well, the thing is that, I'm thinking and I'm excited about what's coming. And I really believe in myself, which is the point of this thing that I want to tell you. It's like, this is the number one factor, in my opinion, that is going to make a huge difference in your life. Because yes, I believe in coaching. Yes, I had coaching today. I have my own coaching and I have coaches and I can coach you. And I'm really good. Thank you very much. No, seriously, not because I just want to be complimenting myself all the time. Au contraire, I want to compliment you. I want to cheer you on your journey to get to your next level. So I do recommend coaching for sure. But first, you've got to believe in yourself enough in order to invest in coaching. You know what I mean? Because if you don't, then no matter how many specialists you gather around you, it's like you can be having the best, I don't know, even the best plant-powered chef make the best yummy foods for you. But if you don't believe that you can have the discipline to eat all plants, then you probably won't succeed. So even if you have all the, like I said, you know, I'm talking about any external factor. You can have the coaches, you can have the foods, you can have the best gyms, you can have the best uniforms, you can have the most money, but that doesn't mean that you're going to have the passion that I have and that you can have if you actually, you know, use your own superpower, which is something that we can actually explore to see what it is. And most of us have many superpowers to be found, to be discovered, I think. But it won't mean a thing. Those superpowers will just remain unused unless we believe in ourselves enough in order to tap into them and say, okay, where can I use the superpower? What is it? Okay, my leadership. Okay, my motivation. Okay, what can I do? Okay, the podcast. Yes, let me do the video. Let me make this and that and let me create, which is the next step or the next factor that I consider that is going to make a huge difference in your life, that is going to make you more prosperous, more healthy, more loved, more loving, and did I say more fit, and just looking good and feeling even better. Okay, my friend, I want to talk to you about the factor that is associated with what I just said. Once you believe in yourself, then you have to get creative. You have to tap into those superpowers, but also figuring out what you're going to do with them. And no one can tell you that. Not even the best coach in the world will tell you exactly what you need to do, because your journey is unique and your superpowers, and like I call them, and on my last episode, I was talking about a grape, how would you say racimo, like a grape bunch, a bunch of grapes. I think I did it in Spanish. I'm not sure if I did it in English, but we all can compare ourselves to a bunch of grapes. Well, that sounds sweet, definitely, and high in fiber. But what I mean is that we have different grapes. And we can call those our qualities, our powers, our skills, our talents, our gifts, okay? I don't think we just have one. I think we have many, and we can tap into, or we can, let's say, exploit one for a certain period of time and then another one. And then you can decide when and how to use what you have in order to squeeze the best out of you to help the world, I would say, because there's nothing more satisfying than doing that. You know, many times I talk to you about the higher brain that we have, you know, our prefrontal cortex, which is the discipline part, which I would say it that brings together number one and number two, okay? So I would add a third factor, which is discipline, okay? Well, the thing is that our, let's say our adult brain, okay, our higher power is telling us, hey, you know, it's comfortable to lie on the couch right now and watch movies or watch TV or just be scrolling. But the truth is that you want to make progress, right? So, okay, get your phone. And instead of scrolling, now you're going to be recording your podcast. And this is what I'm doing right now, even though, like I said, I have my doggy right here. I have distractions. I have people that want to talk to me, and I'm postponing the phone calls. There's always other things that we can do that are easier than actually going for our dreams. But we have the creativity that is in ourselves, in every one of us. We don't have to be an artist like, you know, I create photos and videos, and I consider that I'm exploiting that part. I would, how would you call that? It's like I'm really using and taking advantage of that artistic part of me. And I love photography as well. So it's like I'm combining what I love to do in order to make something that I think makes a difference in my life and the life of many people. And that goes along with everything else I've told you that I'm doing, including sharing how to have your best body from the inside out, how to master your high vibe, and everything I talk to you here that combines, you know, movement that is fit for you, then microbiome nutrition, as I explained, and of course, discipline, okay, which is what lands it. Because how can you be creative if you're just consuming all day, whether it's consuming a podcast like mine, thank you very much, I appreciate it, but you're not going to spend 6 hours listening to podcast after podcast. I mean, that's what happens sometimes. We're just consuming, and we may be fascinated with someone's podcast, and I hope you're fascinated with mine and you like my style and my voice. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here, because there's so many options, you know, and I appreciate you being here, and I appreciate your 5-star review. That would really help a lot. I want to promote it this year. I want to make a difference. I want to help so many more people, and I really want to come from the heart most of the time on most of my episodes. And I'm also going to sit down and talk to you about mango leaves, which I added to my tea today. And we're adding green drinks now with papaya leaves, as well as gotu-kola. And I added cilantro. It's like I want to talk to you about the science behind all this healing food that we are including in for my dogs and for my family and for whoever wants to get better. Okay. So I'm giving you many ideas, but the point is seriously to get creative and seriously figure out what your path is by trying and failing, by doing this and maybe that doesn't feel good anymore and then trying something else. And, you know, you plan something and maybe that's not the way. Maybe it's not that platform or it's not that style. And then, you know, you get to somewhere and I'm like, oh, this is working. Okay, let me do more of this. That's working. That is the way that we actually get to our dreams. And that is so different than just consuming. Again, it's like, yes, you can be smoking and drinking and consuming, you know, porn and just like excessive consumption of everything. You know, it's not good for us because even food, it's like, I love to eat. Who doesn't? And we all need to eat and drink. I don't think that we are going to live off photosynthesis, which is a very interesting theory that I've come up with. How would you say that? I mean, I have stumbled upon because this is very, very, very sage, how would you call it? Very wise people that know a lot about what's really going on. And, you know, it's a little bit crazy and strange how it sounds. Okay, but the point, again, come on, you guys, bear with me. It's not easy, okay? I'm smiling and happy because Rika is standing and she seems to be like, I want to live longer, Mama. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep giving me all these amazing drinks and foods. And I want some more of that oatmeal that you gave us and some more of that omelet. By the way, I made a video showing you non-vegan food that I make for my doggy so that you know it's not easy because I've been vegan for 13 years in July of this year. And I plan to be vegan forever because it feels good in my body. I just want to keep doing it, just like intermittent fasting. I do it almost every single day, and it feels good. And so if you're doing something and it feels good, keep doing it. But the thing is that we cannot be deceived and distracted by what's there, whether it be the TV set, and mostly it's our phone. I have it in my hand right now, and we could do everything with it. You could be recording a podcast like I am right now. You could be just wasting your time talking to a bunch of people, which is okay. I mean, you talk to a lot of people and you could offer your services, okay? So it's all relative. But the distinction is to create more than you consume. Get it? And so create more content on what you are passionate about and what you're good at, and that's going to make a whole difference in the world. Because eventually you're going to be helping as many people as you want to. I mean, it doesn't have to be a million people. You could help three and make a huge difference in their lives. Maybe it could be your kids, and that's enough for you, and you feel amazing. You could want a quiet life. You see, I used to be on TV and radio and had a sort of fame, in quotes, you know, and that was fun. I wouldn't change it for anything because I had the opportunities and I went for them. But right now, I just want something quieter. I just want to have more time with my birds, my squirrels, all free, of course. They're free to come and go. And I had like the best, happiest moment today. You know, talk about things that bring you joy, not just what you do really well, but also what you really enjoy. And in my case, it's not an overconsumption of any substance. It's being in the yard, being in nature, listening to the birds eat all that I'm serving for them, a lot of brown rice and bananas. And I saw two bluebirds that are very rare. And I'm like, oh my God, so beautiful. And I was ecstatic, just like I am right now. So high vibe is possible for you in very different ways. And what does success mean to you? What does it look like? It may be very different from the next person or from me. So you decide, okay? Don't ever think that success is just one way of being and it means a million followers or something like that. Not at all. You just have to find something that you're striving for so that you have excitement and you have this kind of determination. It's like first the desire, then the determination, and you keep going with perseverance. Kind of what Napoleon Hill says in his book, Think and Grow Rich. And I could go on and on, but you get it, okay? So creativity makes a difference. And then don't forget that it's the discipline that makes you sit down or stand up. In my case, it's usually sit down because I like to stand up and be walking around here and there and then cooking more. And I won't sit down and make my podcast like I'm doing right now. And yeah, discipline. Discipline means basically to land it. Okay? You know what it means? Everyone can have a different definition, and you could look it up as well. But in practical terms, it means doing what you don't feel like at the moment and just doing it. Seriously, it's like, okay, I have the discipline to go to bed early, even though I have other distractions or other things I'd like to do. Well, I don't want to promise anything to you, but that's one of the habits that I'm working on. And it really requires discipline, okay, to do something that you weren't accustomed to doing, of course. So it's getting out of your comfort zone or your familiar zone and jumping into the zone of discomfort. It's not easy to do certain things like exercise. It's like, I love it, but most of you guys don't. So it's like, oh, you're going to be uncomfortable, maybe going to the gym, maybe walking your dogs may feel a little bit uncomfortable at the beginning, but then you get used to it and you're like, oh my gosh, just like brushing my teeth. You can't be without exercising, without walking, without jogging, without swimming, dancing, whatever you want to do, jumping on the trampoline, using the kettlebells. And you can go to my YouTube channel and see all the kinds of workouts and trainings that I share with you, including the most important one, which is mobility training. I show that in my latest video where I'm even dancing to the latest of Dua Lipa's Houdini as well. So I definitely have a lot of fun, and I recommend you do some kind of mobility, like yoga. And it's not a tutorial, and I can teach you, okay? So there's so many things I can offer. But right now, it's the program that I told you about. So if you want to look good and feel even better, you've got to DM me, okay? Let's talk. Okay, remember, eat and drink mostly plant-based towards vegan. Yes, more seeds, more nuts, more fruits, more veggies, more legumes. That's where it's at. Beans, beans, beans. In fact, I just ate some brown rice with one of my specialties, which is a lentil tahini. No, not a tahini, but it could have tahini inside. Yeah, it's a hummus, okay? That's why I thought of the ajonjolí, how do you call it? Sesame seeds, okay, that are made into tahini, which is basically like an almond butter, but it's sesame butter. Yeah, I wasn't planning on saying that. You see, that's getting creative. It was very uncomfortable for me to say it, but it came out, and I'm in the here and now right now. I'm not in the past. I'm not in the future. I'm just here petting my dog, being happy, being excited, and just being excited for you, because you can achieve anything you want by just following these tips that are so simple, so practical. And yes, they take work, but they're so satisfying and fulfilling that you're going to keep wanting to eat more plant-based, okay? Like sweet potatoes and regular potatoes and all that. I really recommend that you try it, okay? At least once a week, try being vegan, and you're going to feel so good that you might do it even more often, okay? Move around more. Like I said, mobility means kneeling and squatting and reaching and just, you know, lying down like I'm doing right now on the floor and just stretching in all directions and being able to move your body without any pain forever. That's the idea, because we're not made to be sick. Cancel. That's disease. No, we are made to be healthy. And when we are aligned, we can be way healthier, okay? So definitely move and do grounding. Get into nature. You could take your shoes off. I show a lot of that on my TikTok at Monica Power One. And so it's beyond the talking and beyond the writing. It's mostly, I'm just showing you, hey, I'm doing it. Let's go. And the hard things, like I said, the BTS, the behind the scenes, like, oh my God, this is not easy. I can be vegan, and so can all humans, because of our, there's lots of traits, because we are compassionate beings, okay, towards sentient beings. That would be number one, as you know, but also because our teeth are made for fruits, okay? Frugivore, how do you call it? Dentadura. Oh my gosh, what's going on? Usually I know all the words in English and I need them in Spanish. And this time I'm because I haven't slept. I forgot to tell you, I'm sleep deprived. I haven't slept, but I will sleep in a few hours. I just wanted to record this and absolutely stay positive. Focus on what you do love and what you do want. Let's be grateful for what we already have, because you taking care of yourself and you being at your best in mind, body, emotions, and spirit, guess what? Makes all the difference in the world. Let's do this. Woo! Happy New Year. Let's go.